my wonderful friends. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to Big Q&A. This is the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. And this is our special Friday night program entitled Eden to Eternity. From creation to restoration, we explore God's plan to bring us back to His original design. Communion, peace, worship, and the rest He promised in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me and I will give you rest. My name is Emily and I'll be your host for today, and joining me as always is Naomi. How are you going, Naomi?
I'm really good, and welcome to all the listeners. It's lovely to have you listening to us tonight on this beautiful Sabbath evening, Friday night, all around Australia.
That's awesome. And how was your week, Naomi? Any highlights?
It's been wonderful. Yeah, it's been a fantastic week. We've had the Digging Up the Past at Adelaide City Church, and we've met such wonderful people. And this weekend we've continued 7 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow 3:30, and on Sunday 3:30. And there's a special dinner for the people that have been coming, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. Yeah, it's been an awesome week, and especially on Drive Time. Our topic for this week has been about the grave and about death. Beyond the grave, the Bible, and the passing of death. So our colleagues have been looking into that. But tonight we have a very exciting topic, and this is heaven. Is it literal?
Heaven, is it literal?
Is it?
Yes, it is. This is just such a wonderful topic to be able to talk about and share with all our listeners. Did you know, Emily, that we will eat and drink in heaven?
Wow.
And we're going to be having real fruit and provisions. We find that in Luke 20, verse 30, it tells us that we will actually be eating and drinking. And it also tells us that we'll be sitting at a table. It says in Luke 22:29-30, "And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at the table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." So we are going to be there eating. So it's a literal place. It's not floating around on clouds or doing anything like that. And we've also got the tree of life. So you've heard of the tree of life.
Yeah.
And in Revelation, it tells us in Revelation 22:1-2, it says that, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal." And then it says later on in the verse, it tells us that there is a tree either side and it bears 12 manner of fruits, which means it's yielding her fruit every month.
I love fruit. I can't wait to taste that fruit.
I know. And what will it be? Every month there'll be like a different one. "And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations." So this means that there'll be ongoing fruit that is bared from this tree. There'll be monthly fruit that suggests, you know, the ongoing life cycle of provisions, just like we have seasons here and different fruits for seasons, and there'll be healing as well. It also tells us that there will be, in the new heaven and new earth, we will build and plant and eat. So,
wow.
We actually can see that if you go to the Old Testament in Isaiah 65, verses 21 to 22, it actually tells us, "And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit." In other words, you're not going to build a house and someone else takes it over and you're doing the work and you have to leave, which can happen in our lives here. And it says, "They shall not plant and another eat." It means that we are going to plant things and we're going to eat it. So, yeah, it is a literal place. We'll be doing things like what we're doing. There'll be real construction, gardening.
But and we won't get tired, will we?
We won't get
it'll
tired.
It'll be a joy and it'll
be
wonderful.
And so it'll be different from here because there will be peace in creation. Even take animals, for example. In Isaiah 11, verse 6 to 9, we find that it says, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, as in a goat, and the calf and the young lion." So this tells us that there will be peace even in nature. So from Eden to eternity is the name of our program. So it's actually we were created in Eden, or Adam and Eve were created, the human race was created, And now in the new heaven and the new earth, we will actually be recreated. So nature is completely restored. There's no fear, there's no violence, no death or dying. There's harmony. And that God will actually live with his people.
So, yeah, that I think that's my favorite part. Where does it say that in the Bible?
Revelation 21, verse 3 to 4. It says, "And I heard a great voice." This is John talking, John the Revelator, the apostle, not John the Baptist. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.'" And then it goes on to say about how there'll be no sorrow. So this means that heaven, in heaven, God is living among us. So he's going to actually be with us. So it'll be a literal place with buildings, with flowers and trees and animals that aren't killing each other, and beautiful food and also health, because we are totally restored.
Wow. And that's a big problem today, isn't it?
It's a huge problem.
Amazing when that's all gone.
Yeah, all of it will be gone, because this is a literal heavenly place. It's not just, you know, we think about cherubs floating around on clouds with harps and things. It's not that at all. The Bible tells us, and we can trust the Bible because we know the Bible is God's roadmap. It's how his plan for us. He's kept it safe over the ages, and it's there for us to see. And if we go to Matthew 8:11, we find out that in heaven we'll also have a reunion and fellowship. So, because it says, "And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." So we will get to actually meet all the different apostles and the people in the Bible. I would love to meet Daniel and Paul and Esther. Yes.
That would be amazing. And Joseph.
Joseph, yeah. So they're real people, real gatherings, fellowship over generations. And they'll also, we'll continue learning, because it tells us in 1 Corinthians that we'll have perfect understanding and learning. 1 Corinthians 13:12, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, and then shall I know even also as I am known." So what this tells us is that full clarity of understanding will come to us over the years of eternity that we're in heaven. There'll be no confusion. There's no deception, because the devil's not there. There's no limitation, because God is there. And there's ongoing learning and a perfect learning of truth. And especially as well, we will worship. Emily, we'll have your favorite thing, music. So Revelation 5:9 tells us, "And they sang a new song saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals.'" And it goes on to say that we will worship God and singing. And that tells us there will be music. So you'll be playing. Maybe we'll all play music, not just you, Emily.
Yeah.
We'll all learn
knows?
To do it. And that will be, the worship will express our absolute gratitude for the redemption that we've been given. So, and there'll be ongoing, joy. So we'll be eating and drinking, good things to drink. There will be real fruit, real food. We'll be building and planting and living in our homes, and nature will be fully restored. There'll be beautiful animals, and there'll be worship and music as we continue life in an eternal, active and meaningful way, and worshiping the true God.
Yeah, that sounds so amazing. Like, apart from, you know, obviously seeing Jesus is just going to be just, you know, too good to be true almost. Of course it's going to be true. Mm. But, you know, I really miss my family as well. And to know that, you know, if they, you know, by God's grace, we all make it to heaven, which we will if we, you know, accept Jesus and follow him, that we won't have to part.
No, we won't.
They won't, you know, live on the other side of the country.
No.
So we'll be all together.
That's right.
That's really beautiful.
Mm. And there'll be no more death and dying, and that every tear will be wiped away.
Yeah, that's the most beautiful promise, yeah. I think.
And that's why we want to go to the Bible, because we know the Bible tells us the truth. Mm. We've been talking about this week about the book we're giving away, which is Satan's First Lie, which is by Steve Warburg. So yes. You want to get this book. And the other book you want to get is the Bible. So we want to have the Bible, which is the truth. And this book that's our special gift for tonight is called Satan's First Lie. So if you text in to 04 0488 808 11. So that's 0488 808 11. And the code, special code for tonight for your free gift is SA418. So that stands for South Australia, SA418, no spaces or dots or dashes. And in this book, it tells us about Satan's first lie when he told Eve, you will not surely die. And that's a lie that's continued in the tradition of churches. And this book tells us how sin and death entered the human family. It talks about the immortal soul, how Eve was seduced by a serpent. It talks about, how our souls are, how it talks about the hell. And it also talks about the fact that God's infinite love is revealed. Because this lie, which has been perpetuated to say that when we die, we float around as ghosts, or we can talk to the dead if we're living. No, all of this book, it actually explains that it is not true. And, so if you want this book, it's 0488 808 11, and the code is SA418. And this is the beautiful book called Satan's First Lie, which exposes global myths about death, ghosts, and the afterlife. So you'll want to get this book by Steve Warburg. 0488 808 11, and it's SA418.
Awesome. Now, friends, we want to bring you some music because that is a part of our show. And then we're going to go to a special guest. So here is Ancient Words by Fountain View Academy.
true, changing me and changing you. Every day our hearts renew, O cleanse and change us through and through. We have come with open hearts, O let the ancient word depart. We have come with open hearts, O let the ancient words
And that was Ancient Words by Fountain View Academy. Welcome back, friends. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And we are so glad that you have joined us on this lovely Friday evening. And we are very excited to bring to you another special guest on our show tonight, aren't we, Naomi?
We certainly are. We have a wonderful person to talk to this evening. We're so very blessed to have Ralph Skenzik on the line. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
So you were recently in Adelaide. In fact, it was last weekend. Can you tell us what you were doing in Adelaide?
Well, we were actually impressed to come and deliver some Bibles to a wonderful program that you've been running there. I think it's your Digging Up the Past program.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that any of these programs need to be supported by the Bible, and that's part of our project, is to take the word to people of the world.
Mm. And it wasn't just any Bible. It was a very, very, or it is a very, very special Bible, which is called the True Blue Bible, from the True Blue Bible Project, and it's a beautiful blue, a beautiful sky blue. Tell me about that. How did you come up with this idea of publishing a Bible?
Well, as they say, the mother of invention is some kind of requirement that you have. So it came to a point that we needed some Bibles. I'll take it back in the past. I've been involved with a street ministry in Melbourne. It's called the Flinders Street Ministry.
What does street ministry mean?
It means we want to go and engage with people in the street, and we want to hand out Bibles and other books that will help people know of the truth. We've been doing that weekly on a Saturday, usually Saturday afternoon at the Flinders Street Station, and where we give out many, many books, and it's been going for probably over 20 years now.
Wow.
My involvement's probably been only the last 10 years or probably a bit less, but it's about 10 years. And so we were giving out books to people. We were giving out a lot of Bibles. We were buying. Things have been rapidly increasing over the last 4 or 5, maybe 6 years. And we're finding we couldn't buy enough Bibles. They were hard to get. And the quality was poor and the price was going up. So we thought, wow, we need some Bibles. So we thought, well, why don't we go and make our own? Well, that was impressed on my heart to do that. And so we started the journey.
Mm. So when you say you made your own, it's from the original King James Version. But what's different other than obviously what this particular Bible is, the King James Version? So what's different about yours from other King James Versions? Because you didn't change the wording. What did you add in terms of the look of it?
You're very right, Naomi. It's very important that we don't change God's word. We can see what God says about that, but in the Bible itself. But what we've done is we've taken, obviously, the original King James, and not only that, at the front there's normally a dedicatory to King James himself, and a King James Bible should have that. A lot of them nowadays don't. But we went one step further that I didn't realise. You'll find there's 20 pages of notes from the translator to the reader. And it goes through how they went through all the translations. It explains why they did it the way they did and what, how much effort was put into going the, in the way they translated, which was from the original Hebrew and the original Greek. They looked at all other translations. That's why it says looking at and revising all other translations. So it's very important to know that the King James was done by a group of men that were very dedicated, very focused, and very involved with understanding the languages. They had excellent conversational abilities in Hebrew and in Greek. So there's never been a group of men like that before to be able to translate in such a way.
Wonderful. So you've decided you need some Bibles, you choose the King James Version, and then how do you come up with how it looks? Because it is beautiful, how it looks, and also the fonts and things like that. How did that come about?
Well, it was one of these things that, you know, God puts it on your heart that you want to do, you have to do this kind of thing. So you got to say, well, what are, you know, when we're in the beauty of working out in the street is you understand the needs of what people have. You know, you always have people saying, oh, the writing's too small. Mm-hmm. And usually when you try and buy a cheap Bible, it's too small. It's on horrible paper. Mm-hmm. And it's done in a way that it's cheap. And, you know, you read it because you want to have that message, but it's not an experience. It has to take you, it has to be inviting. So, yeah, we took a lot of care in choosing the fonts. You can ask my sister, you know, we went through thousands of fonts and then I ended up with a page of fonts and I said, you look at them. Well, it was only seven. I said, you look at them and you tell me what you think, you know. So fortunately, she thought what I thought, which was a good thing because, you know, brothers and sisters never didn't necessarily agree. But it was a good thing in the sense that I knew I was on the right track. But the interesting thing, without going into a long story, the first font I chose I couldn't end up using because it wasn't supported in an italic. You need italics in the King James. So I went to the second font. So that's what we see in is the second font.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Droid. Droid.
For those who are interested. And there's something very interesting about the Word of God. The whole of it is the Word of God, but there's certain sections, obviously, where it's God's actually speaking to Moses or Jesus speaking to the disciples. What's different about how that is written?
How Jesus speaks? Well, normally it was printed in red, Jesus' words, and many of the other Bibles, but we chose to do it in blue for a few reasons. Mm-hmm. Originally, we were going to do it in red, and we had all our other studies, which I'll tell you more about in a second. All other things were done in blue. So we just wanted the three colours to keep the cost down. But we had a problem that we couldn't use three colours, and so we didn't know what to do. Because if we could go into a full-colour print, which was we were happy to do, but it would increase the Bible cost by another dollar. But the real problem was that the paper thickness would have to increase 30%, and that would make the Bible far too fat. Mm. Everything was taken into account as to how big it was. So I was impressed. Well, don't worry about it. Do all the words of Christ in blue, because the blue actually represents Christ more than the red in the sense that he was here to uphold the law, and blue in the sanctuary represents God's law. And this is what it's all about. It's about vindicating God's law in this end time, because that's what allows us to go along the path of what God wants from us. Because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Wonderful. And it does look absolutely beautiful. Tell us about the cover and how you arrived at the cover that you have, which is the most unique feature of this Bible, listeners. It really is beautiful.
I can't say how it really directly happened. All I know that it was the first thing that I knew that it had to be was this colour. And God impressed it on me that whenever I saw that colour, it just sort of took off. It actually gave me an emotional experience. And so I felt so impressed that it had to be this colour. And when it came to choosing the material, because this is an imitation leather that it is, like this Bible is a soft cover Bible and it's an imitation leather, we had to look at colour swatches that had the colours there, and this colour was directly there, the exact one that we wanted. And it just stood out. So it's God leading the way mm-hmm. with all of this stuff. It's interesting that there are people who question me on the colour. Mm-hmm. I said, no, it has to be this colour.
And when you say this colour, it's a beautiful blue, listeners. It's just a wonderful colour blue. What particular name? I'm sure that you know the name because you've been over every part of this Bible, every aspect. You've really, really put your heart and soul into it.
Yeah, I think it's colour 31406 or something
so
like that.
So it doesn't have a name.
It just has a number from this particular place. But it's been mentioned like sky blue. It's like a cyan blue. It's a blue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cyan's a wonderful colour. It's actually a mixture of blue and green.
Yeah.
This is very more on the blue side, but it's cyan has that brightness. You know, if you look at your color toner on your laser printer and you can see the cyan, which is that bluey green color, that's the color it is. Yeah.
And it's very special. Why is it so special? And when I say that, listeners, what I mean is so many people have been affected by this Bible, and there's something very special about it that's sort of encapsulates the reason why you're doing it, what your future plans are, and also what's been happening with it. Why is it so special, Ralph?
Well, truly it's blessed by God. There's no two ways about it. The Holy Spirit is in this book. We know the Bible is that way, but why does this Bible stand out from all the other Bibles that have ever been printed? I truly believe that the Holy Spirit has made it in a way that it is recognized in this end time as being the truth. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called the True Blue Bible. Mm-hmm. And from beginning to end, it is full of truth. Mm-hmm. At the back, there's 32 lessons that take all of the main points of the doctrine of Christ and things that we need to understand and learn in this end time, because there's so much deception out there. So you say, what do I believe? And this is why I stake my life on this book, and I know many other people would too, because this book is of truth. It is of God. Mm. People are just supernaturally drawn to this book. Mm. We're finding that all over the world.
Yes.
But it's been designed in a manner, as led by the Holy Ghost, that is inviting from the start, from the first page that you turn over. It invites you, it explains things to you, there's prayers in there, and it leads you through the book in many ways of that you're not alone. You know, it can be daunting just grabbing a Bible. You open up, and if you don't know a Bible, well, how do you start? Well, it explains there, it leads you to the studies. Mm. Your studies will pick a subject that will relate to you in your today life, because that's what it's about. It's about us in this day, in this end time. And then it helps you go and teaches you to study the Bible in the context of that lesson, and each lesson has a different subject that leads you to the understanding of God and the salvation that he offers you.
That's incredible. Yes. Yeah, so listeners, there's beautiful Bible studies in the back of the Bible, which is just so helpful to be able to, you know, go to that particular study and then go back and read it in the Bible. So if you've just joined us, we're talking to Ralph Skenzik, and he is part of the True Blue Bible Project, and we're just going to go to some beautiful music, but don't go away. Come back, because we're going to talk more about this Bible, how it's come into existence, where it's been and where it's going, and also how you can actually get a copy for yourself.
And this one was actually chosen out by Ralph himself, and this is My Father's World by Jaden Lavick.
My Father's world, to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks, of trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. seems often so strong. God is the ruler, yeah. This is my Father's word. Oh, the battle is not done. 'Cause Jesus who died will be satisfied, and earth and heaven will be one. It's Jesus who died will be satisfied, and earth and heaven, oh, earth and heaven, oh, earth and heaven will be one.
And that was My Father's World by Jaden Levick. If you've just joined us, friends, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi, and we are joined by special guest Ralph Skenzik, and he has been talking all about the True Blue Bibles project that he is very much involved with. And Ralph, we want to ask you about that song that we just played, because I believe you really, really appreciate that song. Could you share with us, what do you like about that song, My Father's World?
Well, I know God created this world in the amazing way that he has. It says that he holds up the whole universe in the palm of his hand. God powers the whole world with his almighty power. How can we understand such amazing greatness that it is? And so it is his world, and yet he's created in such beauty and such magnificence. You know, everything is just done in such perfection. Everything is just harmonious to everything else. And yet there is something called sin that has gone and tainted it as we are today. It's affected us as humans. It's affected the world itself. And yet even this time where we're at the end time, and that the opposition of souls has been doing so much to try and show that God doesn't exist by destroying the beauty, it's amazing. You can still see a rose come out, mm-hmm. you know, at the most amazing times. You can see flowers come up in spring. It always, God, there, even in the desert, you know, if some rain falls on the desert, it just blooms with incredible flowers, just sitting there waiting for a drop of rain. And that's all by God. You know, there is nothing in creation that God hasn't done, and the beauty that he shows. If you've, evolution says that everything comes about by the survival of the fittest, but there's no room in evolution for beauty. Mm-hmm. And we see beauty with all our senses.
Yeah. Wow. So
yeah.
True.
I'm just so blessed with, as we look at God, you know, if as we turn to God, he will allow us to see these things more purely, and we can see through the clutter of the ugliness. And that's why anyone who gives their lives to Jesus Christ, their eyes are being opened and the scales of unbelief are taken from them. And as we believe and see that our Creator's work is there, we can experience that beauty with all our senses.
You have such an eloquence of how you speak about God, and clearly you have a very deep relationship with him, because we can't have a description and heartfelt language that you're using without knowing someone intimately. Was that always like that for you, Ralph?
No, it wasn't. I was very much part of the world, and when you're a part of the world, you're more concerned about, you know, earning money and satisfying your needs. You know, if you have a family, you know, you have to support your family, and they have their needs, their desires. And it's about doing those things, and you don't necessarily appreciate what's around you. In fact, you sometimes can curse what's around you because things get in your way that are naturally there and you get upset. But I wasn't that way, no.
What changed for you, and when did it change?
Well, it was about 14 years ago. You know, I was involved in my work, and all my businesses were starting to sort of collapse. And after, you know, about 30 or 40 years of what I've been doing. And so I came out of a big business company that I was in that I had to leave. And then my final business, suddenly it wasn't performing at all. The contracts that we had were just evaporated. So I was faced with a situation. I couldn't face the rent, so I had to shut that company down. And I was nowhere. And so a friend was going to try and help me revive the company by doing some advertising, but I knew it was too late. That person was a Christian, and he showed me some videos that I just totally related to. And I saw, wow, what's happening in the world, what I've understood from the past is real. And, you know, I found that God was at the top of it and he was in control. And that was a video by Pastor Walter Feit. He's also a professor. He's a South African professor who runs a program on YouTube called What's Up Prof. And this was a program called Total Onslaught, which he did back in 2003. It's like 36 episodes, about 50 hours of material. It's just amazing. Mm. It just covers everything. And it was like a lay down mazare for me. It was like a domino of just, I realized and understood the message was true, that God was real, and that all the things that are happening in the world that seems to be against us is because there is an enemy. Mm-hmm. And all the things that I had studied in the past and different things, I could see that even though I didn't fully understand them and there was no links, I could see now with this program it showed that they were real. Mm-hmm. And that they all did link together and that God was in charge.
Yes.
And I just immediately wanted to do, I surrendered to God. In the Bible is a verse, John 8:32. And in the King James, it specifically says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Mm. There's other Bibles say, set you free. You can be set free, but you can always be trapped again because you're still in that have that ability. But when you're made free, that's a declaration. Because truth will make you free. The truth is absolute. You cannot change truth. And who is the basis of truth? Jesus Christ, because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So we know that truth will set us on the path of righteousness. And all we have to do is choose to follow it. And as Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. The commandments won't save us. But can we be saved without keeping the commandments? No. Can we be saved by just keeping the commandments? No. It's by God's grace, by Jesus' blood that pays for our sins. But he upheld the commandments to say that sin is the transgression of the law. Which law? The Ten Commandments. So if we keep the law, then we're not transgressing. And when he forgives us, it's because we have transgressed the law. Mm, yeah, so beautiful. We continue to keep it.
We do. Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. So you've been on a journey. You were a businessman. I understand you worked also in broadcasting with sport and travelled the high life, cricket, tennis, all around the world. And then you find yourself, I guess, facing things that you didn't think would happen. And because someone showed you something, you then found God. Did you ever think you would be where you are now, doing street ministry and now the True Blue Bible Project, where you're wanting to take the Bible all around the world?
Yeah, look, no, absolutely not. You know, there's a cliche that says, you know, you couldn't write about it. You know, you couldn't imagine that you could come up with this kind of idea. I have absolutely no idea. I would never think that I was involved with probably what I can see is probably one of the most important projects in the world's history. Mm. We're at a time when the world is full of darkness, and we can see that this Bible, and I'm not trying to put down other King James Bibles, but I'm just trying to say that this Bible is a, it gives the ability for people to see the truth in an inviting way. Mm. God has given this to us to be able to open it, because it can't be daunting. The Bible should not be daunting. It should be enveloping. It is God's nurturing love there. Mm. The beauty of the Bible is it tells the whole history of mankind from creation to the end. You know, so it's a book of history, a book of prophecy. And it is just full of love, because God shows all the ugly parts of man, yet he shows all the love of God and how he's forgiven him, how God has always been patient with man and always tried to lead him back down the right path.
And what's interesting about that is that the devil is always wanting to paint God as the bad guy, isn't he? And in fact, the whole week we're dealing with death, and specifically Satan's first lie, which is, you will not surely die. But when we go to God's word, we find out that Satan is the villain and that God is the hero. How important is it for you to get this Bible around Australia to other countries, and where have you got it so far?
It's adamant that this book has to get into people's hands. This is the light of God, and it's the message for all of us to read and understand. We're going to come into darker and darker times. If we look and read the Bible, it tells us that in this end time, it's going to get darker and darker, and it'll be so dark that it has never been this dark in what's going to happen to God's people and to people of the world that history and the earth has never seen before. Because this is the final act in the world history. And so we need to be prepared for that. And how can we be prepared? It's very, very simple. The answer is in Jesus Christ, and it's our dedication to him. Mm. And he promises to protect you. He promises to keep you through this time. And he did all the suffering for us on the cross when he had those nails driven through his hand, and he had those spikes of the thorns burying its way into his skull, and they whipped him and ripped his body apart. It was absolutely, that is the worst of any kind of physical pain that you can ever have. Mm. Yet he endured that. And the reason that he did that is so that we didn't have to suffer it. Mm. And people will say, well, you know, we can suffer pain too. Yeah, we suffer. But when it comes to standing up for his truth and for the righteousness of God, we will not suffer the pain that he suffered, because he suffered for us. We will go through the act of whatever that may be and through that persecution, but he has taken it and he will carry us through.
Mm. That is so true. I understand you brought Bibles to us, of course. You brought them down, which was so wonderful. You've donated some to the Digging Up the Past and to Emily and I, to our work that we do in Adelaide. And you also brought other Bibles down for us, nearly 2,000 Bibles. What I find really special about this Bible is the cost. How much is it for people who would listening now who would like to get a Bible? How much are they?
Well, if you buy it in a box of 20, they're $8 each.
Wow.
And there's a ministry that's selling them singly for $11 each. Mm-hmm. There's obviously your cost of postage on top of that.
Mm.
And so it's done at cost price in the foundation that publishes this book, which is the Upward Look Foundation. Mm-hmm. We've done this all at zero cost. So there is no profit, there's no wages, there's no money has been put towards any of us who have done this work. It's the off-the-press price from China, plus the shipping costs, the importing costs, and landed into the warehouse which is in Melbourne in Australia. This is the cumulative cost, and it comes to $8. Mm. So you're getting a Bible that if you when you see it, you can see it there yourself, Naomi, because you know the Bible. The quality there, we've been told, you know, is $50 to $100 worth of Bible, what
Definitely.
You would normally pay for.
Mm.
And there's so much in this Bible. Mm. And like I say, it invites you. It is actually a full dedication to God, and it's his dedication to us.
Mm, it's incredible. So, listeners, if you'd like to get a copy of this, in future programs we would like to give it away for free, which we are going to do, but not tonight. We're not doing that. But what we will be doing is giving you information now. If you would like to get involved with the project, it's the Upward Look Foundation for the True Blue Bible Project, and you can actually call Ralph on 0433 673 050. So that's 0433 673 050. If you would like to know more about the project, to support the project, or buy some Bibles for a study group, or just for your friends or for yourself. And $8 is an incredible price for this beautiful Bible. It's really lovely. You can also get it from Steps to Life, which is in Melbourne, and their website is steps.org.au. That's steps.org.au. And we really appreciate what you've done for us. You drove down all of the Bibles, nearly 2,000 of them, to Adelaide, donated some to Digging Up the Past, but you also covered all the freight cost, all the driving down. So it saved us so much. We're just privileged because we'll be able to give these to people who really need a Bible, who don't have a Bible. So to be able to give them out for free to the people we're studying with, people in churches and everywhere around Adelaide. When we come back, we'd really love to talk about where they've gone already and also where you also want to get them to in the world. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back after this beautiful song.
And this is Give Me the Bible by Matt Minnickers and Clint McCoy.
Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken, hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. In eternal day. In eternal day.
And that was Give Me the Bible by Matt Minnickers and Clint McCoy. Thank you for joining us, listeners. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And we are joined by Ralph Skenzik. And I think it's really amazing that we had that song, Give Me the Bible, and Ralph is really involved in the True Blue Bible Project, which is all about providing a Bible that is, it's beautiful, but it also has all these study guides that allows, you know, those that get hold of one of these Bibles to, it leads them in the right direction where they can really find Jesus. And yeah, it's just really been wonderful to have Ralph here talking about that. And Naomi, maybe you can share with our listeners again where they can find these Bibles.
Yeah, so you can find these Bibles, the True Blue Bible Project, by calling Ralph on 0433 673 0450. So that's 0433 673 050, and find out more about it. You can also go to Steps to Life, which is in Melbourne. Their website is steps.org.au. So that's steps.org.au. And Ralph or Steps to Life will be able to get Bibles to you. They're only $8 if you get them directly from the distributor, which Ralph will be able to help you with. I think Steps to Life have them maybe a couple more dollars, but they are such a beautiful Bible. And I love the fact, Ralph, that you've made them cost-effective and beautiful font so people can read them. And I love the fact that everybody that we meet and give them to for free, they love them. They absolutely love them. Now, I understand what your goal is to get 1 million Bibles out around the world, but you want to get it so that there is no cost to anybody, that your foundation will cover everything and that will get out to everybody around the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, that there is an element of truth in that, Naomi. actually, it's a bit more than that. Our ambition is higher than that.
Right.
We have a distributor in America at this current moment, and they have the commission that they've brought on that they want to bring 1 million Bibles into 1 million families in America by the year 2030. I don't think that's enough, because there's 300 million people in America. So that makes it only, what, only 0.3%? I think we've got to do better than that. So 1 million Bibles, that seems like a lot. But when you look at the population, you know, I would have thought, yeah, maybe if you said a quite a conservative number would be 10% of the population, wouldn't you think? You know, so 10% of the population, well, 10% of 300 million is what? That's 30 million. So that's a lot of Bibles. So anyway, that's the commission there. But we also have them in England, in the UK. We have them in Ireland, who distributes into Europe. We're trying to get into places into Europe. We have Ash of Minds in South Africa, who have taken Bibles for themselves, a container load of Bibles there.
How many?
And
is that?
25,600.
And that's Clash of Minds. Clash of Minds, which is Walter Veith, is that right?
Yeah, that's Walter Veith and Martin Smith, their ministries there in and that's for their own ministry there of what they're doing locally. We don't have a South African, or we don't have an African distributor yet. There's many countries in Africa. We have a lot of interest there. But like you say, Naomi, yeah, we're praying to God that he will provide the funds for us, that we can print millions of Bibles. We have the capacity to do it. They're printed in China. And that's why we get a good quality at a good price. And we want to print millions that we can supply those, that people have been crying for the Bible in many countries of Africa, in many countries of South America. Usually they're third world countries. They can't afford anything. They couldn't even afford the Bible, which is cheap, but the postage is ridiculously high. So, you know, we ship in a container load and it gets the cost right down. You know, and so whenever we do a print run, we can ship directly to whomever. But, you know, we're asking God to open up the storehouse of heaven, because he owns all the silver and the gold, doesn't he, Naomi? That's what he tells us in the Bible. So therefore, we're asking him to pay for everything in this end time. This is the last chance, I think, that we have to get that message out into the world. And in doing it in such a manner that is inviting to everybody, that is not constrained by any error. It is there for the people to learn the truth and go forward to understand the gift of Jesus Christ.
And as you said, the truth will make them free. And it's so interesting, listeners, as you know, if you've been listening in all week, we're talking about death this week and all the lies that are out in there in the world about death. The fact that, you know, we either have an afterlife and we're reincarnated, or when we die, we go straight to heaven, there's no judgment, or we go to a place called hell. So there's so many different parts of people's understanding of death, and also the lie that our relatives or friends can come back to us when they've died and talk to us. How important is it for you, Ralph, particularly with this topic we've got this week, that people know that the dead know not anything, and that also tells us in the Bible 53 times, over 53 times, that death is a type of sleep? How important is it for you to get that truth out to people when they read the Bible?
I think it's so important to understand that the only immortal being in all of existence is God. It says that clear. He's the only one who's immortal. We are mortal. And it was presented at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil when Eve had wandered away from her husband, Adam, and the serpent was there and told him that you shall not surely die. Mm. So it denied God. So that's where the lie has begun. And it's gone all the way through because people, you know, they think there are many different lives. There's different religions and things that say you're reincarnated. Really? Does it make sense? So what we know is that is a deception. And we know that the devil's a master of deception. He can put things in front of you. And people have to understand that it's an experience with God and how you see truth and how you can understand it. He says, let us come together and reason together. Mm. You know, he says he wants you to use your cognitive skill to understand the value of what truth is and how you experience that. So when we have all these weird kind of things that say that that go against what God says, then we have to question that. Mm. So it's very important because I know many friends that have been deceived by it, and because they say they've seen it with their own eyes, yet it's a lie because it's a deception from the devil. It doesn't match what the Bible says. Yeah, they're caught up in that and they can't see the truth.
And what's interesting is at the end of time, which we know is soon, we know that the way the world is and what's happening politically, when it says in the Bible that, you know, Satan can and impersonate an angel of light and, you know, if my father came back to me from the grave and told me, oh, there's no heaven, there's no God, just do what you want, and if I didn't know the truth, that not only is that not true, but that is not my father because he's asleep in the grave, I could be very well be deceived and actually go on the wrong track. So I just want to really applaud you for your dedication coming just from, you know, just a normal, regular person from the media world, and God has come into your heart and changed you, and here you are now on a project that you said you never thought you would be doing, and you're getting the Bible out in a beautiful form to everywhere, all around the world. I understand you've got a distributor in New York, Lisa, and you'll also have a very special project coming up on the 4th of July. What is that about in Washington?
It's very exciting because America is having its 250th anniversary on the 4th of July. That's their Independence Day, and it'll be in Washington, D.C. So it's going to be a big celebration for that particular time. So we'll have Lisa will have a team of her people there with many of these Bibles, with pallet loads of these Bibles to give it to the people there. It's interesting in America, as you know, it's gone very... it's become Christianized, and I say that in a way that it's to be Christian, you can be called a Christian, but you're not necessarily being a Christian. Mm. And that's another reason for the True Blue Bible. It is actually something that shows you and helps you understand these different things. Like you said about the state of the dead, what happens when you die, you know? Mm. Do you go off to heaven? Well, that's a lie. Mm. It's not true. The Bible clearly says that you don't go to heaven, you're alive. It talks about King David, how in the New Testament speaks how he's still sleeping in the grave. Mm. You know, he hasn't been risen. Yet, you know, when Christ, when he was in the grave, he stayed in the grave through the Sabbath day. He rested on the Sabbath day in the grave, and he rose on the first day of the week, on the Sunday, because he honoured the Sabbath day. And then he ascended into heaven. Mm. To anoint the sanctuary and then to come back down. And then he spent 40 days with them.
And how beautiful for us to know that, you know, my father, my mother are asleep in the grave. How lovely to know that that's actually where they are. And, you know, in the Bible, as we spoke about in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. So that was the first lie ever written in the Bible. That and it's from the serpent, which is Satan, and it's a lie that has been perpetuated throughout our time. People are believing it. In fact, there are so many programs and movies and shows on television and Netflix which are all now ramping up, which is actually pushing this lie, and people will be deceived. So we just really want to thank you for going out in your life and dedicating yourself not just to the street ministry, but finding this need, as you were saying, that necessity is the the mother of all invention. And so you've found a need that people need Bibles that are cost effective, or you can, you know, someone can even donate a box for free to people because they're only $8 each, but they are beautiful Bibles. So, and they're the beautiful color of blue, which, as you said, is the law and matching the law of God and the colors in the sanctuary, in the heavenly sanctuary. Ralph, I just want to ask you, if people want to get involved, what can they do?
It's an excellent question, Naomi. This is the there's two parts to the True Blue Bible. The primary part is obviously to bring truth to the people of this world in this end time, unadulterated truth. But the second part is for those who are Christians, and they have a commission from God. I'd like to read to you from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
Mm.
Well, this is what it's all about. This is for Christians to actually do what they are commissioned to do, what Christ has called them to do. And some people say, well, I can't really do that. I'm not really good with people. I can't really be confrontational. We're not being confrontational. What we're doing is we're taking the message to the people. All you need to do is get a box of these Bibles and hand them out to your family.
Mm.
Hand them out to your family. The Bible will sell itself. It's a beautiful Bible.
Mm.
You know, some people mightn't accept it, but I guarantee most people will. Hand them out to your friends. You know, even at work and something, look, I've got these Bibles. And they say, you're nuts. It doesn't matter. Take it to them. Give them that opportunity. Give them the opportunity to refuse what you're giving them, because this is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
This message, the salvation, is a gift from God. And if they accept it, they will thank you for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
For eternity. This is what it's really about. This is not some kind of mythological story. This is reality. And we can see as the whole world gets clouded with confusion and all the darkness and error, the only reality that remains is the reality of God and his message to us.
That's so true. And having these Bibles, I mean, I was just reading last night, in fact, that a man in Ireland, he was arrested and charged, and now he has a criminal conviction for reading a Bible verse. And there was another woman in America the same. And so there will come a time, I believe, when we will not be allowed to give out Bibles. So, you know, it says in the Bible, we need to work while there is light, because soon the darkness comes. So people, if you're interested at all in the Blue Bible, the True Blue Bible Project, as I said, it's not a new version of the actual words. It is the King James Version, which was translated in 1611. But what it is, it's the way that it's wrapped up in the beautiful blue cover and the font and the blue writing for God and Jesus. That's what's different. But it's also, I think, because it's prayed over by and asked for the Holy Spirit to be with it, and that people that are doing it, Ralph and his colleagues, are dedicated. And I think that's also why it's so special when you give it to people. And so if you want to be involved, or even just find out more about it, maybe you want one just for your son or daughter who perhaps you would really love them to have a Bible. If you call Ralph Skenzik, which is S-K-E-N-D-Z-I-C, Skenzik, and his number is 0433-673-050. So that's 0433-673-050. If you'd like to be involved in this project, or maybe just get a Bible for yourself or a neighbor. It really is a beautiful Bible. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back after this beautiful song and talk a little bit more about how God has really blessed with this beautiful Bible.
And this is another one of Ralph's choices, and it's "And Can It Be" by A Hymn for Today.
And can it be that I should gain and be interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain for me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how
can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Tis mystery, who can explore his strange design? In vain the firstborn seraph tries to sound the depths of love divine. 'Tis mercy, all let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. 'Tis mercy, all let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. Father's throne above, so free, so in finite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Mercy, all immense and free. Oh, my God, it found out me. 'Tis mercy, all immense and free. For, oh, my God, it found out me. Bound in sin and nature's night, thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light, my chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth and followed thee. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth and followed thee. No condemnation and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal, claim the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own.
And that was End Can It Be by A Hymn For Today. Welcome back, friends. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Faith FM Drive Time. Big Q&A with Emily, Naomi and Ralph. And Ralph, we want to come to you and ask you about that song. And I really believe there's something special in that for you. And so could you share with us why you love that song, End Can It Be?
It is absolutely incredible that the creator of the universe had to come down into a human form so that he could die for us. You know, how is it that someone so great would bring himself to the lowest point on this planet to save us, who are a sinful race? You know, it's just incredible. Why did he do that? Why did he do it? He did it because he created us perfectly in the first place. He couldn't just wipe us out and start all over again because we'd come to the same point. He had made us perfect. Every single person who lives on this planet, who has lived and is living and will live, absolutely special in God's eyes and made in perfection. It's only sin that has brought us to the degraded state we are. Every single person is beautiful because God created them. He only creates beauty. And so he proved that by having to die on the cross for us, to give us that opportunity to turn away from sin, because he gave us the greatest gift he could get anything, and that is the gift of freedom of choice. And that's why it is just amazing how he works. I can see how with this Bible, how he is using it to save people's lives in supernatural ways. You know, I can tell you of a couple of stories, if I may. There's this lady that her daughter, I think she was a Christian, but she wandered away and she didn't want to have anything to do with God. And her mother obviously was trying to get her back to God. And one day she went outside, a car was parked outside, and she found a True Blue Bible sitting on the middle of her bonnet in the car. And she looked and said, "What's that? A blue book?" She wouldn't open it. "It's a Bible." And immediately she thought of her mum, said, "Oh, it's mum again." She was enraged. She went inside and she said, "Mum, why did you put this on my car?" And she says, "What is it?" She says, "It's a Bible. You put it there." She said, "I don't even know. I've never seen it before in my life." And so she went up the street. She asked neighbours, "Did you put this on my car?" "No, remember, I've never seen it before." Anyway, cut a long story short, she now has read the Bible. She's now redevoted her heart to Christ. She's back with God.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Wow. There was another story too of a man who took a Bible from us in the city from one of the tables that we give away every Saturday. And he came up, he said, "Look, my Bible, I had to give it away to someone else. Can I get another Bible?" And Mark, who was there, he said, "Yeah, look, we just got these ones, the new ones that we've got in these True Blue Bibles." So he gave him one. He said, "Oh, that's fantastic." He took it off with him. He went off on a train. He was trying to open it. Now, he's a big burly bloke, you know, yet he couldn't open the plastic. These are all wrapped. They're sealed in a shrink wrap, a clear shrink wrap. And he couldn't open it. He thought, "Oh." But he felt impressed that maybe it's not for him. Anyway, he went along. He was going off to meet this lady to sort of, you know, give her some support. This woman had just lost her son. He was murdered. She was in a very dark place. Anyway, he came up to the door, knocked on the door. She opened the door. She saw it was him. She immediately saw the Bible tucked under his arm. She said, "Is that for me?" He said, "Well, I can't open it. Maybe it is for you." So here it is. He gave it to her. And she said, "You know what? I had a dream last night. And the dream was that a man will be knocking on my door." And she saw this hand giving her a Bible, a blue Bible with two ribbons in it.
Wow.
And she said it was exactly that color.
Well, you've got two ribbons in it as well. Wow.
This Bible has two ribbons in it.
Amazing.
And that was part of the design too. We were impressed to put in two ribbons. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's just incredible.
Every aspect of this Bible was, when it was made, we had many problems, we were had many errors, but every hurdle that we came across gave us the ability to make it a better Bible. That's how God works.
Amazing.
And that's what we have today.
Amazing grace. So, yes, if you want to get one of these Bibles, it's Ralph's number is 0433673050. Ralph, I was just wondering, in terms of your whole life, where you started as a businessman and in the media world with sport and where you are now, what's your picture of God?
It gives us hope. You know, we can go through life and you're reliant on what you can achieve. And if you're an achiever, you're well paid, you're in a good job, you don't think you don't need God because everything's cool, everything's fine. You know, as you get older and you may be getting into a situation that you don't earn much money or you struggle day to day just to survive, you might be very old and feeling you don't have the gift of youth to be able to work in the way you did. Indeed, you can't earn money in the way that you could. All of these things bring you to a place that you are closer to God or wanting something else for hope. But the thing is that even though you have all the money in the world, you cannot find happiness. So money's not the answer. It makes things easy. It makes things okay for a while, but it isn't the answer. And yet you can be in poverty, have not much money, and yet still be happier. But the ultimate is when you know God, because you know that it's not about just living this life where you do the best you can and then you curl up and die. Mm. There's more to it.
Definitely.
It goes on to the promise of eternal life from with Jesus Christ to bring us into a universe, to bring us into the new heaven, the new earth that is far beyond our comprehension in beauty and in perfection,
yes.
Yet it is all cognizant. It's not just a lollipop. It is something that God has created using the faculties of all our senses and our relationship with him, because it's all about the relationship.
It is. And what a wonderful relationship we can have with God as we come into the Sabbath hours all around Australia tonight. Tell me, Ralph, in terms of your relationship with God and the Sabbath, how does the Bible help you come closer to God and to actually understand the Sabbath?
Well, very interesting with the Sabbath day, because it is extremely important. People say, well, it doesn't matter what day God wants us to worship him on. Well, how many days did he create the world in, Naomi?
6 days.
6 days.
Yes.
But how many days are there in a week?
7.
So what it says in the Bible that God created the 7th day, but it was a day of rest.
Mm.
He rested. Did God need to rest? He didn't need to rest.
No.
But the 7th day, he rested, and what it was is to commemorate all of his creation.
Yes.
It is a day of remembrance. It's a day that we can spend with him. We can't be distracted by any work or anything to do with our lives. It's a day of recognizing him, the creator of the universe. He wants us to be with him, to devote time to him and be with him, and he gives us that joy and the wonderful peace and rest of that 7th day. It means everything to me, the point that God has given us this day of rest.
And he's given us the Bible so we can actually read it on the Sabbath and not have any other cares or burdens. We can actually read this beautiful Bible that he has given us. Ralph, would you pray for us, especially for those out there who don't have a Bible and want to know the truth, or perhaps they do have a Bible but they don't read it because they're far from God and they're struggling. They really want to, but they're struggling.
Absolutely. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful that you've given us the gift of life. You've chosen every single one of us, every single soul here, to be on this earth, to live at this time. Every single person is a precious gem to you, Lord. And yet your heart is broken because the deceptions of the evil one, the enemy of souls, is confused people, and they cannot recognize you. I pray, Lord, that you will send your Holy Spirit to impress the hearts and minds of all of these people that are in this condition of not knowing you. We pray that you will send out the true blue Bible in ways that people have not seen before, so that they will be impressed to have one, and that your Holy Spirit will draw people to them as they have to now up to this point in time. We pray for all those people that are searching for truth and do not know how to get it. We pray that your Spirit will impress them to look towards your word, to turn to the point in the Bible that will relate to them directly. Let them not be confused or confounded. Let them be drawn to you in the beauty of your love and what you've done for us, and that you are the God who has given an infinite price. You've paid that infinite price so that every single person, there's not one person on this planet that you have not gone and paid this price for. Yet the time of this gift that you have can only be redeemed, which means the person has to claim it. You force nothing on people. And so we pray, Lord, that you send your Spirit to woo the people to your gift and let them find out for themselves, because it is a free choice. No one is forced to follow you, and no one No one can be say that they've been coerced into accepting you as their God. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us and what you're going to do. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Ralph Skenzik, for joining us this evening on this beautiful Sabbath evening and telling us the story of the True Blue Bible Project. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, don't we, Emily?
Yes. Yeah, it was very amazing. And all that you shared and the songs that you chose were all beautiful.
And you must come back again and update us on what's happening, especially after Washington with the giveaway Bibles they're doing there for the 4th of July. Don't go away, listeners, because Emily and I will be back. But we just thank you, Ralph, for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and God bless you.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A with Emily and Naomi. And tonight is our special Friday night program, Eat Into Eternity. And this is where we explore God's original plan of rest and peace for us. And we've really loved having you joining us this evening on Eat Into Eternity. And Naomi, before we go on, we want to give our listeners another opportunity to get the free giveaway, don't we?
We do. It's a beautiful book. It's called Satan's First Lie by Steve Warburg, and it's about exposing global myths about death, ghosts, and the afterlife. And the number to call for that is to text in to 0488880811. That's 0488880811. And the code tonight, listeners, for you for this free gift is SA418. That stands for South Australia. So SA418. No dots or dashes or spaces. SA418. And this beautiful book, Satan's First Lie, which exposes all the global myths, as I said, about death and ghosts and the afterlife. And it also talks about the immortal soul, talks about spirits and devils, encounters, the resurrection factor. It also talks about the hot topic of hell, and it discusses what the rich man and Lazarus, that actual parable, is about, and God's infinite love revealed. So you really want to get this book. We've been talking all week about what death is, and tonight we're talking about the fact that is heaven a literal place. And this book by Steve Warburg called Satan's First Lie is definitely something you want to get to help you with this topic. It exposes all the myths that we've learnt in a traditional way from philosophy, but they're not actually in the Bible. So the number to call is 0488880811. That's 0488880811. And the code for that, for your special gift tonight, is SA418. SA418, and you'll love this book. I've actually got it. It's a tiny little book, and you can read it in a weekend and have it as a study guide. And it's great to complement with the Bible, because it actually helps you look up all the different verses, and you could read them in your True Blue Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we always want to, you know, have the Bible is the centerpiece, and anything else that we read will just help us to connect dots within the scripture that's already there.
But if it's contrary to the Bible, then we don't use it. So anything that talks about being a ghost after you die and your relatives visiting you, throw it away, because it is not biblical and it's not of God. It's actually a demonic force. So this wonderful book, you will love it. Steve Warburg, he has a lot of fantastic books in his White Horse Ministry, and this one is terrific, Satan's First Lie. That number again is 0488880811, and the code for tonight is SA418. And I want to give a big shout out to Link and Esther, who I know are studying the Bible, because I have given you the Blue Bibles over, and Bev has over on Kangaroo Island, and Mandy and Dom, how could we forget them, our beautiful listeners. Big shout out to you both. Hello, yes. Dom. Hello, Mandy. We first met them a few weeks ago when we delivered one of their gifts from Faith FM, and it was his birthday coming up, and he was turning 13, and I said, well, we better get you a gift. What should we get you? And he said, I'd like a book. And I said, what kind of book would you like, Dom? And you know what he said? He said, I would like a Bible.
Amazing.
Amazing. And so he came along to our Digging Up the Past, and I got him up the front and I said, look what we've got for you, a beautiful blue Bible, the true blue Bible, the King James Version. And so he got that and he has that now. And so that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. Well, friends, we're so glad that you've joined us, and we just want to leave you with a thought. Naomi, what would you like to leave our listeners with tonight?
I want you to know that the Bible is true, and that the Bible teaches us that there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and all the sadness will pass away, and that there will be a return to Eden where we will be restored. The Bible gives us that relationship with Jesus, with God. So go and read the Bible. The Sabbath gives us the time to commune with God through prayer and reading his word and being with other people who believe what we believe. And that will continue, people, into the future when Jesus comes back and takes us all home to the new heaven, which is a literal place where we will be eating and living and building houses and being face to face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So going into the Sabbath hours, I want you to remember that and meditate on that. Think about that and get out your Bible and read it and pray and spend time with God on the Sabbath, which is exactly what we will be doing in heaven.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's just so wonderful that all knowledge of the future and hope and all promises and all truth is all found in the Bible. And so, friends, we want to thank you for joining us. From creation to restoration, this is Eden to eternity. Until next time, rest in the promise in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.